Progress Report 4. March 6. I had more crazy tests today in case they use me. That same place, but a different little testing room. The nice lady who gave it to me told me the name, and I asked her, "How do you spell it so I can put it down right in my progress report?" Thematic Apperceptin Test. I don't know the first two words, but I know what test means. You gotta pass it, or you get bad marks. This test looked easy, because I could see the pictures. Only this time, she didn't want me to tell what I saw in the pictures. That mixed me up. I told her, "Yesterday Bert said I should tell what I saw in the ink." She said that don't make a difference, because this test is something else. Now you got to make up stories about the people in the pictures. I said, "How can I tell stories about people I don't know?" She said, "Make believe." But I told her, "That's lies. I never tell lies anymore, because when I was a kid, I made lies and I always got hit." I got a picture in my wallet of me and Norma with Uncle Herman, who got me the job to be janitor at Donner's Bakery before he died. I said, "I could make stories about them, because I lived with Uncle Herman a long time." But the lady didn't want to hear about them. She said, "This test and the other one, the raw shock, was for getting personality." I laughed. I told her, "How can you get that thing from cards that somebody spilled ink on and photos of people you don't even know?" She looked angry and took the pictures away. I don't care. I guess I failed that test, too. Then I drawed some pictures for her, but I don't draw so good. Later, the other tester, Bert, in the white coat, came back. His name is Bert Selden, and he took me to a different place on the same fourth floor in the Beekman University that said "Psychology Laboratory" on the door. Bert said psychology means minds, and laboratory means a place where they make experiments. I thought he meant, like, where they made the chewing gum, but now I think it's puzzles and games, because that's what we did.